started.
I have notes, okay. On page 29, Sivan Sadik Tess, Sivhei. So like this, I'm the Mechaber, Simin Kuvav, Sif Aleph, Shepasach, Shemnesu Chaticha Machmas Bliasis. And Mechaber and Kuvav says, you have a piece of food which absorbs something which is not kosher. Of Leah, there's an absorption of this, of something which is Asur. And then that piece falls into another pot of heter. So you want to get 60 in that second pot to make things mutter. You need 60 against the bli of the yisur which absorbed, or you need 60 against the whole piece. So the mechaber paskins ena oseret ela lefi cheshbon sheba. It only makes us in the second pot based upon the quantity which was also in the bliya. In other words, the chaticha remains mutter. The chaticha doesn't switch sides. It stays on the heter side. There's no chaticha nasis in the veil according to the mechaber. You just have to deal with the bliya sisa, which got into the piece, so now it's in another path, so deal with that. And you can put the chaticha on the heter side and get a 60, possibly, against the bliya. If in the second part you have uba chaticha together with the piece samach 60 keneged issa habalua, which is against that absorbed issa, as mashet begedeva muta, so then that will tell me that everything in the next part is completely muta. Have 60, good. But let's say you see that piece in the pot, you take it out. That piece is still asur to eat. Why? Because that piece has still inside of it some flavor, some bliya, some absorption of isur. L'chaticha atzma, the piece itself, asur yoylam. It's still asur forever. L'fish yisur shabar ena nifemena l'gamri. The bliya isur didn't spread out completely. There's some bliya isur left in the piece. Vayin b'shach. Shach over there writes, Sham Sivkot and Beis, Shevi B'Shem HaRashba, Da Fulu Fi Rabbeinu Ephraim, Shesova, the lower mina chaticha nas vele b'shori surim, even the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Shulchan Aruch, says you don't say chaticha nas vele b'shori surim, become mokam still ain, a chaticha niteres lo, the peace doesn't become permitted. Because even though some of the bliya sisa was so chet, it got out into the pot, but that piece remains us by itself.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe
you
want to change it to the
yesha? Where? Which sentence?
Mishum
the efshal itself to us, because this is an expression from the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara discusses this problem by Basa B'chol, where you would squeeze out part of it to become what the Rashi says. Efshal itself, though, it's still awesome. Okay, if you could squeeze it out, even though you're squeezing out, so to speak, some of the isser of the bliya, it's still the piece stays also. Okay. Tzorchi. So this needs explanation. The ma'abakach shu'e issa nivle mechaticha eno nifle mimena legamri. So why are we so concerned about the fact that there's still some trace of issa belua in that piece? There's some trace elements. Harei achshav nispasha tama issa gam b'shach chaticha. We say that the flavor of issa spread among the whole pot, all the pieces. Yeshish and behete, kedei levatlo, amayenu batlo. I mean, it spread around the whole pot, the bliya. It was cooking in this chalent for 7 hours. Everything in there is all spread around. So, okay, the piece has still something left, but there's a shishim. You said that the pot has shishim. So whatever's left in the piece, and he said that the chaticha counts in the shishim of heter, in that new pot. So now, whatever's left in that piece is like anything else in the pot. It's a very small amount. It's a minutia, less than 60. Should be mutter. It's mutter in the whole pot. Why should it not be mutter in the piece? The Yeshlama said, why does the Rechaba say the piece stays also? And it's based on the Rajba. The Yeshlama she'ena chaticha yichola lizbata. So we have to say like this, that inside that piece, whatever's left, even though it's definitely less than 60, still, eina chaticha, not eina chaticha, ein ha'bliya b'chaticha, she'ein ha'bliya, that little bliya, that little trace of bliya in the piece cannot become bottle. Because the chaticha was also at the beginning. The rule of bittel is the beginning of the tarobes. So as far as that piece is concerned, its beginning situation had time of bliya. The piece by itself, before anything else happened, at the very initial stage when it was all alone, this bliya got into that piece, gave it a flavor. Now the piece fell into the pot, and everything spread around. And then I pulled the piece out of the pot. So basically, I'm talking about the piece, and what's left over from the tam. That bliya is now a mashu, it's a trace. But it's still the same taroves. There's a chaticha, and in this chaticha, there is some bliya sisa. That bliya sisa at the beginning was not bottle. So it can't be bottle at the end. There's no bittel at the later stages of a tarovis. There's only bittel at the very beginning stage of a tarovis. And therefore, hola betchilas a tarovis, lo chal din bittel. Since at the beginning of this tarovis there was no bittel, we didn't have 60. Okay, so this is an important rule that we only have bittul at the beginning of a tarovis, not later. So if the percentages change later, in this case, it went really very dramatically up and over 60-1. But it happened by the issa becoming less and less in the chaticha, the issa, because it was spreading around in the second part, so in the chaticha it dropped. So there's no bittul, because there's only built at the beginning of a tarovah, it's not at the end. Ach lechor v'kosher. But I have a problem with this. The Rav says, Sheposnik ha-machaba, the machaba bayos, Tzadik tes sif hei. He said like this, She'en yivav v'mislechat chila. You can't can't be mevatel in this lechatchila. You can't throw a nisr into a pot of 60, bemaze it, and be mevatel it. And even if, let's say, it fell in this into the heter, and it didn't have the right amount for bittul, only had to say 30 instead of 60. Again, also the house of olav heter, you can stay the vatla. You can't add another 30. But you see from this, the afal pisha betchila loichal din bittul. But clearly, there is a bittul taking place at the end. It was 30, it fell in 30 to 1. And now he's adding another 30. He's not allowed to add another 30. But if he did, it becomes bittul for other people. The chalchila also lost his cane. So you see, there is a bittul at the end of a terovus. It's also like that in the Ramah. Shekasa, the chaticha shebole is a lo mahani mash netosef achikach heta betarovet. Hola min bo chaticha nasis nevela. He says a chaticha which has an iser, you can't add something later, because we say chaticha nasis nevela. Mashma di'ila mishum de chaticha nasis nevela, but if it's not a chaticha nasis nevela, let's say we have, let's say, Yavish be Yavish, or Lach be Lach. You could be matter it by adding more heter. In other words, both the Machaba and the Ramah say, if I start off with a Tarovus, which doesn't have enough heter, only has 30, not 60, and someone comes along and adds the other missing 30, if you don't say chaticha nasis nevela, then you'll say bittul. So you see, you can make bittul at the end of a tarovus. I can change them, can change the ratios, and put more heter in there and get it up to 60 to 1, and it works. So what's the difference if you change the ratio by reducing the yisur part of it? That does not work. If you change the ratio by increasing the heter, that does work. What's the difference? It's the same tarovus and you're just changing ratios. Why in one case do I say there's no bittul at the end? In the other case, I say there is bittul at the end.
Sorry, you're changing ratios and what else?
No, just all. I can change ratios of isser and heter in two ways. I could reduce the isser. That's the first case when it's in the pot, so it spreads around. So inside the piece, the isser has gotten less. Or, in the Mechab, in most cases, in the reverse case, it fell into a pot. The Yisr is only 30 to 1. We add more heter, we create more heter, get it to 61, if that does work. So increasing heter does work.
But we didn't add to get rid of the Yisr in the first case.
First case, you did that. Right, that's the difference. You hit it on the head.
Because
in the first case, you didn't really change anything. It's the same Yisr and the same piece, except the Yisr got a little bit less, it got out.
Right.
But that piece, it's basically the same two original ingredients. There's the Beliyah Yisr and there's the Heter. Nothing has changed in that piece itself, in that Tarovus. Whereas as you're saying, well, in the Machabas case, you're adding more Heter to the pot. So you're changing the whole thing. That's the difference. The Nirla Taritz, and I give the answer, which is Jeremy's answer. The Shani Hassam, and later on Kuvav, in Tzadik Tes. The Shani Hassam, Shoysofas Heter, Shani Hacha. Hacha means inside a test. That's what we're learning now. The Shani Hacha.
But you bring the case of our case second.
Right. So you're right, that's true. So you think it's better to leave it
Hacha? That's how I understood it.
Right. Okay, so we'll leave it.
Over there where it's not chana, over there where you were, it's the end.
If you would make it hacha, then you have to first bring up our case, and then say like, how could that
okay.
be?
Okay, so I say shani has. I put a parenthesis. Simon sadik test. Shahisafas heter. You're adding heter. Mahava tarovus chadosh creates a new tarovus. Ava yedei bliata isur. That would be simon kuvav. Put that in parenthesis.
Are we adding parentheses?
Just the simon. The first hasam I say. Parenthesis, simon tzadik tes, and me with blias isa, I put parenthesis simon kuvav. Lo choshev ketarov is chadoshim. I cut out the ve'od yeshtoma, just write kloma. In other words, the hasim yesh shinu bekamas ha-tarovis. There, you're actually changing the amount of tarovet. Sheni tosef. I love heta ba'en. You're adding heta. Kol hecha. Sheni tosef. Heta ba'en. You're literally adding more heta. Literally heting. There's real heta, which you see. It's a little bit different in this. Saying, wherever you had, you're adding heter, which you see. In other words, they're taking 30, turning into 60. That's going to be a new tarovus. Where he says, let's say I could actually see, I'm taking out some issur, and I could see actually the measurements changing by looking at it. That might also create a new tarovus.
That's what it's saying?
It doesn't contradict what we're
saying. Right, so maybe I should drop this. One second.
Maybe
I'll drop this. Kol hashnitosev heta be'en, wherever you add more heta. Ben means something that you see. So the way I wrote it up is not the way I explained it to you guys. I explained it to you guys is the difference between adding heta versus reducing the isser. In the notes here, I have it written down. Both directions would make a new tarovus. It depends if you're changing.
It could even be.
If it's something ben, if you see it, then by changing the amounts, even on the isser side, you see that it's less.
So you take all the
salads which are also out. So let's say you could do that somehow. You could find all the salad things which are also and get them out.
Right.
So then you literally see the changes in size. That would be a new tarovus at that point. But in the case of the Shulchan Aruch of Kuvav, you're not changing visible sizes. What's going on is you're spreading flavor around. So it doesn't taste like flavor anymore. You're not really changing.
You're making it look homogenous, but you're not.
You're spreading around. The flavor's going out of the piece into the pot. And because the pot now at 60, flavor is going to be buckled. And in the piece, that's the question. What about the piece, the flavor in the piece? But that flavor in the piece was never visible in the first place. It was only a question of tasting it. So if you could taste it originally and you cannot taste it now, still the same tarovus. If you would change in a visible way, I could literally see that the size changed. That would be a new tarovus. But in the case of with the piece, you don't see any visible changes of size. Yeah.
But by working with the carrier function, the chaticha literally soaks up to its size that number of iser, right? So now we're literally removing that number of iser to the size of the chaticha out of the tarovas. So the numbers are changing.
The numbers are changing on paper, but not visibly. In other words, if you measured the amount and the scale, it would be the same weight. Everything is weighed the same. What's happened is that the flavor in that piece has dropped because it's spread out into the pot. And the pot had 60s and the piece was there, so the flavor in the piece also went down to below 60. But the size of the piece stayed the same. And the flavor was flavor. It wasn't something that you were measuring in terms of there's a scale or something. It wasn't nothing like that. So the changes are qualitative changes, not quantitative changes.
And therefore?
Therefore it's the same tarovas and there's no piffle at the end of the tarovas. The piece stays usa. Because there has never been a quantitative change literally in the contents of that tarovas. It's been a qualitative change.
But in
tzadik hei, that's kuvav. That's the first case we discussed.
In kuvav, there was no
quantitative change. There was only a qualitative change.
And why? And that mattered.
And that makes a difference. So therefore, there's no bittul. If you change the quality of the flavor at the end, that's not going to help us. You need the bittul at the beginning. It's the same tarovas. However, if you would change the amounts quantitative, that could change the tarovas.
How
would
we do that? Could we give a couple examples?
We're changing quantity?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a cholent. Has lots of things in there. And the problem was, I got a problem with the meat because it turned out that one, they say there was a bunch of meat and one piece of meat was not kosher out of 10. But I don't know where it is. It's all there in the pot. So, and right now, let's say because that piece of meat's in the pot, so I don't have 60.
Because if you remove it?
Let's say while it's in the pot,
only the piece is
usher,
but the whole everything else is fine.
Right. The piece stays usher. I think I'm going to change this. I'm going to drop this.
What if it's the case, though? Then
the case, if you had a case where you could literally see and measure that there's been a reduction of usher. Literally, you can see it. What happened was well, he's having head. Now, in the case by us, he's
Chatchila.
Kol Hashem Tosef had to be'ed Hav Tosef Chadoshim Ma Hashem Kem Nismad Rak Tam Ho'esur Shlo Nishtana Kamasa Ben Shalof Neinu V'choshev K'tavur Chadoshim. So it's the same Chaticho, and the question is, is this Liyah giving it flavor or not? You're not shame. So, okay, the Bliya got less, but it's not a new Tarovas. It's still Bliya in the Chaticha. That's its original issue. It's still there. You haven't changed the basic ingredients of the mix. There's a Chaticha and there's a Bliya. Originally there was no 60. Now there is 60, so the Mechaber says it's not going to work because there's no the same Tarovas. Can't have a bittul at the end, has to have a bittul at the beginning. You didn't have shir. But in the case in Tzadik Tes, that's proof of. The case of Tzadik Tes, what happened was new ingredients got into the mix. So that new ingredients creates a whole new part over us to make a bittul. Yeah.
What is this Chaticha Bliya Sisser? Is it like a nevela, or is it a kosher piece that fell into like a treif pot?
Yeah.
And that didn't go into the kosher pot.
What was your first case?
If it was nevela, was it actually treif?
There was bleed, it was absorbed.
So
it got a kosher piece of meat and absorbed inside of it maybe some fat of a nevela, which got absorbed. That's the issue.
So there,
it gets cooked in a pot, so the flavor gets spread around. So, but you're not fundamentally changing the two ingredients. There's a piece and there's something absorbed by the piece. It's the same ingredients. However, in the case by us inside Tzadik Tes, You're adding more ingredients. We had a pot, 1 out of 30 treif, not kosher. And add another 30. So I'm adding more ingredients. That's already a new tarogus.
Rebbe.
Right. Yes.
Is there a difference between when we're saying we have, so it's one pot with taroves, we're saying we're adding new ingredients, are we adding into that pot, or are we pouring it
into that pot? We're adding another 30.
Would there be a difference if we
you
were
want to pour it in the same pot and pour it.
Well, if we were to pour that pot into a pot of water, what would happen?
Same story. It's more, once you have more ingredients, you're creating a cooking utarova. So now look at it and see. Because you have 16 now. But what's before is irrelevant. That's an old utarova. Now I have a new utarova. Because it has new ingredients. Not this old two ingredients, but whose ratios for some reason shifted around. That's the old utarova. Trying to get some kind of bittul at the end, that doesn't work. You have to get the bittul at the beginning.
I mean, by removing something from that same tarovis, rather than adding to that tarovis.
That's what I cross out. I mean, the issue is if you would, when you add, then clearly you see it, right? So that's a very simple kind of new tarovas.
What's the mechanism?
When you remove, like what he's saying is when you spread flavor around, that's reducing the level of the flavor from the original down. He's claiming you're not creating a new tarovas because you don't really see any, you don't really see quantitative change. You know there's a halachic change in terms of sizes of how you measure flavors. That's definitely has changed. but there's nothing that you can sort of touch and measure. There's nothing you can measure really in terms of size. So let's keep the same type always the same. Just the ratios gotten better or the flavor has disappeared, that's not going to help us at the end. That's what
what does it mean to spread around? And for example, you take
you throw it into a pot and it spreads from the piece out into the pot.
So you're assisting the dispersion so such that it's everything's more even looking,
right.
It looks more homogeneous. Or if you take one of those processing ones and you process all the hard matter in there, and suddenly now it's more homogeneous.
Right.
And when we're adding, and when we're saying, and what does it mean, like visibly changing? Like, what does it mean to ban it exactly in this context?
That's something which has a real measurement, has dimensions, real dimensions, and it's going into the mix. That's changing. Something which has dimensions, something which you can measure through dimensions. Flavors you only measure by tasting it. You have some, but you're not measuring it with a measuring rod.
And by kuf vav, it's not shrinking; it maintains its size.
Yeah.
Does that show that it holds on to the yisur, or is that the is that?
But that's what I was saying, because we want to keep that old tarovas. So I don't know. Does it have some way of reducing the size of the yisur, some physical way that maybe that could change, that might make. That would be, for example,
it makes sense in
let's say you had a yavish to yavish case. That happened. Okay, let's say you have a yavish to yavish case. In a yavish to yavish case, let's say you have a 1-to-1. So it's not butter. And I'll take the one this, and I'll cut it down. So I want to make it a half. Yeah, it will be batul. Okay.
But you still have two pieces.
You have two pieces. So let's say I have two pieces. And I'm trying to figure out the case where you can reduce the yisr in some real measurable way. I can't figure out the case, okay. Since I leave that then.
We'll leave it out.
Maybe you know, it'll come to me at some point, or it'll come to one of you. Okay. Now he continues. Ach, the chayva dain sochi. He says, I still have a problem. Why? The Mavuah, the Shulchan Aruch, the barrier for Chaticha, of real escabeid, I feel the Be'elet lo bato. Okay, now we know about Yavish B'Yavish. The Tarovus of Yavish B'Yavish, we know that one, if you have a majority, two against one, makes everything mutter. So the Gemara says certain things, chashuv things which are very chashuv, important, don't become that the Zered Rabbanim, that they will not become bato in the Yavish B'Yavish. Yavish B'Yavish, Rabbanim allow the bito on insignificant articles. But something is very significant, so they said, okay, it's not bato. In fact, they went so strict about this, they said it won't even be bato be'ela. You have 1,000 to 1. It's important, it won't be bottom. Okay. So, what's an example? There are two basic examples, classes. One is called barrier, one's called chaticha v'liskav. A barrier is a case in which the isser is born, it's created with this. So for example, let's say a not kosher animal. Okay. Let's say something is not kosher from its very beginning. For example, a not kosher bird. Things got mixed up. Whether it's birds, animals. So let's say meats got mixed up. But what happened was that the meat which got mixed up is something which was also from the very inception. So let's say we're dealing with chicken, right? So the pieces of chicken got mixed up with pieces of meat, I guess, which looks like chicken. Some bird which is not kosher, and people eat it. I don't know, people eat crow. So they eat crow as an expression in America. So I guess sometimes people do eat it.
Kosher bird was mixed with a kosher bird, so it looks exactly like.
But they look exactly alike. If you can tell the difference, it's not mixed. If you take the, but they look alike. Maybe because at this point, you know, there was a shechita, and then these things were cooked and barbecued. So right now it looks like white meat. A few pieces of white meat, and one of the pieces of white meat, let's say, is pig. Pig is white meat, but Nimal, I barbecued also white kosher meat. Which animal has white kosher meat? Anyway, chicken, whatever. I made a barbecue, and I have this white meat there. And one of them is not kosher, and it's something which was not kosher from the moment it was created, like a pig. And the white meat of a pig got mixed up with the white meat of chicken in my barbecue, and it looks exactly the same. So now I'm all mixed up. So I say, chad betray batel. So if I have, I know there are many more pieces of chicken, so it should be batel. No, because this iser of the chazir is a barrier. It came into existence with its very creation at the beginning. Something which has an iser from its very beginning is the gzeirah d'rabbanon that it cannot be batel in a tarovah. So in taroves, I could make batel say nevela. An animal dies. It's a kosher animal. It became nevela later. So if I have a piece of nevela mixing with kosher meat, I say chad b'tei batel, yavish batel. But if it's a barrier, it's also from its very inception, it won't be batel.
And the chatichah
nas nevei,
not, I'm sorry, a royal
iskabed. Nah, that's barrier. What's royal iskabed? Royal iskabed is a nice piece that you would serve at a fancy dinner.
And that's barrier?
No, that's a second. The two gzeiros, there's barrier and there's a chatichah iskabed. So barrier, let's say, could also be, let's say in Israel, you have seeds, right? Let's say seeds of kernels of wheat. So let's say most of these kernels, they separated trumas and maaser, so they're kosher. But meanwhile, some kernels fell into the mix. They never separated their truma and maaser, their tevel, their usser. Now those things which you never separated are a barrier because they were created from the ground, tevel. You know what I'm saying? They created from the ground with the nisa of the Torah, so that would be a barrier, most probably. Okay, so a barrier is not batel. Now, chticha royal iskabed is not batel. What's a chticha royal iskabed? Chticha royal iskabed is a very nice piece of food. Rib steak. So if rib steaks get mixed up and two of them are kosher, one is not kosher, it's not batel. Chticha royal iskabed is not batel. That's also a din d'rabbanan. Because it's chashuv. If it's a plain piece of meat that they serve every Monday and Thursdays and to the boys and why you, that's okay, that'll be batel. But if it's something fancy that you serve on Shabbos, a nice piece on Shabbos, if it's goulash from the week, so it's a bit, anyway, it's not so.
Could it have chashivas for us if it's not kosher?
You have to decide. So if it's a kind of, the way it's cut and the way it's cooked, the way it's prepared, it's chashu, that's called chaticha, really escaping. A piece that you would give someone covered, you would honor him by showing it to him, by serving him. But that gets into a mix of yavish b'yavish, to have made it say it's not bottle, it's too chashu.
Is that dependent on, like, let's say your level of like income? Like, for example, as a college student, if I want to give a cup to someone, the most I can do is, I don't know, make like, is actually make you food. That's the most
I don't know how you decide that, but after when you get to
it, we'll
see. That
has to be.
Probably depends on the culture you're in. Probably the majority of the people would say. I mean,
has to be objective, no?
Objective, but you know, this is hard to figure out because it depends on people's taste.
Subjectively, I could say.
What they consider. So I don't think one person can make that chashivas, but I think if it's a majority of the population, I think it would. I think maybe you could prove that this is served by at the table of presidents, you know, millionaires eat this, but for them it's chashuv. Regular people never eat this food. It's millionaires' food. That could also be called people who have escaped on the bottle. Yeah.
If we allow it to be subjective, then if
not,
I mean,
subjective.
I'm saying we don't want it to be subjective, but because like my friend and I, yeah, well, it's interesting because we're in Tarovis. So my friend and I went to the Fairway Market over there. All the kosher meat and the not kosher meat, it's all bundled together in the same aisle. So you know, we took our kosher meat, and then one of the things we ended up purchasing, thankfully we caught it while we were before we cooked it, but it was a not kosher piece of steak, right?
Wow.
So I mean, so for us, there's no chashiv. For us, we're willing to throw it in the garbage, or you know, it has
and
no chashiv.
A piece
right?
of steak like that is probably. Well, it's copying, so we had a fancy dinner.
Let's bury it.
That's all I'm saying, is like, we don't want it to be.
No, the barrier, I mean, how did it become us in the first
sorry,
place?
Oh, sorry, it wasn't shepherd.
Not shepherd property is not a barrier, because something which happened later, not when it was created. Barrier would have to be something that was born this way, but that is like it's a trait.
So it has to be objective.
Are animals born kosher?
Yeah, they're born kosher or born not kosher. That would be a barrier.
So shechita is not a.
Doesn't create an issue of barrier, the nevela. If it doesn't, the sheep is no good on a kosher animal, it becomes also later when it dies.
Okay.
But it didn't become shaved from birth in that sense. Okay, so the din is like this. So let's say something got mixed in a yavish b'yavish. It's a barrier, or maybe it's a chtich or a skar, but it's not bottle. And then, what happened was, the Mechaber says, this is only as long as they, is. So let's say you have this steak. What is this carpet? It's a very nice steak. It's not going to be bottled in a mix, okay? But if you take that same steak, and it gets chopped up into small pieces, that you wouldn't serve at a fancy dinner. You only serve a big steak. You wouldn't serve small pieces of cut-up steak that you give to your kids in the house as leftovers. So you can change. A chetich of carpet could change. It's one of his carpet as long as it's there for people to eat. But once it loses the chashivas, it gets cut up, and it gets into a mixture, it would be bottle. So what happened here was two stages. Stage one, this thing was a nice steak. It got mixed in with not kosher. It got mixed in with kosher steaks. Not buckle. And then someone came along for some reason. He said, you know what? I don't want to serve these fancy steaks. I want to make it all into chopped meat. He took everything and he ground it up into chopped meat. Now it's a yavish b'yavish. It's a mixture of chapni is not worth as garbage. So do I say the bittul will take place, but it's at the end of the tarovas. The tarovas it began, it was royal as garbage. There was no bittul. Then the whole thing got ground up into the hamburger type chap meat. Should be bottled. But meanwhile, the taro was, when it got mixed up in the first place, it was rudderless carpet. There was no bit at the beginning. Now, they took all of this stuff, and for some reason, they decided to grind it up and make it chap meat. Chap meat, it's not rudderless carpet, it's not so fancy. You wouldn't serve it at the president's dinner. So maybe make it bottle now. So do I do that or not? So the Shulchan Aruch, I'll talk it out a bit outside. He says, yes, it becomes bottle at the end. If at the beginning of the tarogas, it was ruilis kabet, not bottle, but you then ground it up, it loses its chashivos, it becomes bottle at the end. So the question is, why is that so? Because you haven't changed quantities, you haven't added new ingredients, you just changed halachic situation. So, and we're saying that changing halachic situations is not enough to get us into a new taroves with a new bittel. So why is this so? This is the question. So you have to say it's a new taroves. You have to say that when something is really skabed, it's so chashuv that, so to speak, the taroves doesn't really exist. It's very chashuv, so it's sort of like it stands on its own. Even though it's mixed with two other pieces, but I say each piece is so important that it stands on its own. So it never got mixed. So fundamentally, the Rabbanan made a gezeirah. Chicha rudderless kabed is not in a mixture. It's a standalone thing. And you see these three pieces of steak, two kosher, one not kosher. You don't know what's what. I say the not kosher meat is stand is so outstanding. It's rudderless kabed. It doesn't even mix with the other two. And therefore, it's not in a tarovus. Therefore, you can't eat anything. That was the gezeira. Now it got all chopped up into chopped meat. Now everything gets mixed together. So it becomes a new taroves. Now it's a new taroves. It's bottom. That's the way it works. That's what the Rav wants to say. Yeah.
Could this be our case from before?
Yeah, right. This could be our case. Something happens to the yisr.
Because it's at the end, and we're literally the yisr ban is in my head.
Right, but here, right, it seems it's that, right, exactly, because here it's a new tarovas. Right, it's a similar thing. It would be the case that you're looking for. So that the way the Rav explains it, because this change from ruler's carpet to not ruler's carpet is like fundamentally changing the makeup of the tarovas. So it's like a new mixture.
The point where even if it's lach and yavesh together,
again, too complicated.
Well, how do you prepare meat sometimes in the oven? Like you could put in some sort of, you don't just, you could roast it or you could put in some sort of solution.
Okay, if you add other ingredients, we already said that can make a new tarovas. We're talking about you keep the ingredients the same, but you change halachically the status of what's going on. So if flavors spread, that's not considered a change of the basic tarovas. The basic tarovas is the same. So having flavor going down to below flavor doesn't change the tarovas. And since there was no bittul at the beginning, there's no bittul at the end. However, here it never was in a tarovas halachically. Halachically, it was an outstanding thing. So it stood out, so to speak. It's never mixed, and therefore you can't eat it. Now you chop it up, it becomes halachically mixed, it mixes with the other foods and other meats, and therefore it is bottle. Yeah.
If it's a chaticha harayon when it's kabe, then it doesn't matter what it's sitting in, because everything else is irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if it's yavesh and yavesh, yavesh and lach, because
right, basically
the
rule was formulated for yavesh be yavesh. When we get to it, we'll talk about other possible scenarios, but yavesh be yavesh, that's the basis. Okay, we'll stop here.
Maybe.
Huh?
Lost focus today.
Could you walk down?
Yeah.